This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
All right, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. Monster Keto! And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. Monster Keto! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast 22-year-old Biniam Dirme of Etria, Africa. All right, or Etria, I believe it is, Africa. Biniam, he's a professional cyclist, and he's currently riding in the Giro d'Italia, which translates to the Tour of Italy. So think the Tour de France, but it's in Italy. And like the Tour de France, the Giro d'Italia, it's split into 21 different stages. Well, just yesterday, our hero Biniam, he won the 10th stage. Not only did he win it, he won the 10th stage by beating the favorite when Matthew van der Poel in the sprint to the finish line. And with his victory at stage 10, Biniam becomes the first black African, which I know sounds ridiculous, the first black African to win any stage of the Grand Tour.
So that's cool because you're pulling into a different town.
People are waiting for it.
Yeah. You get your own different podium, even though you haven't won the whole thing.
That's exactly it. But each stage, you know, you get a winner, man. So he becomes the first black African to win any stage of the Grand Tour. And naturally, he celebrated the historic win on the podium with a bottle of Prosecco. Unfortunately, when he popped the cork, it exploded into his left eye. He then went to the hospital with a hemorrhage in his eye. He has now dropped out of the rest of the race.
I know. That story is unbelievable.
But did you read a little bit more about it? So the favorite in this race, this Matthew van der Poel, all right, that's the guy he beat in the sprint to the finish at this 10th stage to get this honor. Well, this van der Poel guy, he won the first stage. And guess what happened to him when he was on the podium? Cork popped out, shot him in the eye.
Are you serious?
Same
to both of them?
To both. The only difference is it did not injure this van der Poel guy, so he got to continue riding. But this other guy, our shot of the day today, yeah, he hemorrhaged his eye, and the doctor told him, like, man, you cannot do any kind of severe physical activity. And cycling hundreds of miles qualifies.
Wow.
So, yeah, won 10th stage, broke a record, injured himself.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
So we pour the, I bet you that's what he said. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game that we share with you a real life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Craig. Welcome to the Men's Room.
How you doing? Hola.
Hola. All right, Craig, you understand how this here game is played?
I think so.
All right, well, you have your choice of one of three categories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
I'm thinking, let's go with bite me.
It's been a while. All right, here's your story. We go to Southern Florida, where inspectors said that a restaurant, Heroes, needed a deep clean to remove stuff. This after they went for a visit. The report, which gave the second lowest possible rating from the Food Standards Agency, added that bosses must seek professional help. In the category of management of food safety, which checks the food is safe to eat, inspectors wrote that a, quote, major improvement is necessary. And under the categories hygiene, food handling, and cleanliness and condition of facilities, the inspector stated, quote, improvement is necessary. Heroes also received a one-star rating from its previous food hygiene inspection back in October of 2018. But the most recent report added, quote, deep clean is needed to basement and kitchen area. Once deep clean, sanitize the whole area. That includes equipment that is stored in the kitchen. There are no food safety management safety systems in place. You need to provide soap, hand towels to the kitchen, a wash hand basin, fryer oil has not been changed for a while. The oil is dark in color, need to replace oil immediately and frequently. Peaceful, responsible for the public protection at the Southern Council said, quote, I'm disappointed to hear this rating and that things have not improved since our last inspection. The reason we do these ratings is to give people the opportunity to be aware of the standards in an establishment. Steps need to be taken to improve the standards in all phases. That's how gross this place is. So the question is, what was the main issue at Heroes? Was it roaches, mouse droppings, iguanas, or seagulls? So roaches, mouse droppings, iguana, or seagulls. One of these four is the main focus.
See, would you say roaches, mouse droppings,
iguanas, or seagulls?
And it was in Florida?
It's in Florida, yes.
Hey, you know, I'm going to defer to Ted, but I'm guessing iguanas.
We have okay. One state.
Craig, are you going to stick with that as your favorite, your final answer?
Yeah, I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
Well, what do you guys thinking?
I'm just guessing, if that kitchen's that filthy, there's got to be mouse poop all over it.
Okay. Yes. I'm going roaches, just to... I know Florida. They've got all these things.
Yeah, yes, they do.
So, okay. We're going to find out what needed to be eradicated. Was it roaches, mouse droppings, iguanas, or seagulls next?
That was a tease.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories by me on Profile List. Florida inspectors, the health inspector, said a restaurant needed a deep clean, like a clean.
Oh, yeah.
They've been there numerous times. Gave them warnings. I guess they ignored all those, but either way,
every one of them.
Something was basically just infesting the kitchen where everything needed to be clean, bleached, the whole nine yards. Was it roaches, mouse droppings, iguanas, or seagulls?
And Craig, that is the very question that we posed to you. You thought about it. It's Florida. You went iguanas.
No.
Hold on. Give me 1 second. I'm doing it right. There we go. Yeah. Sorry. Not iguanas. Miles, you went with roaches, and let's face it, if you...
It's the South. I figured I had a pretty good chance.
And their roaches are bigger than roaches you've seen any day in world. But it is not roaches. And Ted, you went with the old standard mouse droppings.
Which is what I had correct. Over my kitchen counter in Baltimore.
You are correct.
Yeah,
it's a nurse mouse has, like, everywhere.
Wait, if that kitchen's that dirty... Yeah, they're in there feasting.
Everywhere they looked, it did not matter where they looked. They're like, there's a mouse ass guy.
My kitchen was clean, but I would wake up every morning in Baltimore and the counter would be covered.
Yeah.
In those raisinets. I'm like, you sons of bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Now for all TV news all the time for TV time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today, the Jimmys.
Kimmel Fallon.
John Mulaney standing in.
For Kimmel?
Yes. And Mike, that is confirmed.
All right.
He got it like back to back.
No kidding.
Yeah. You kind of shook us up yesterday.
Oh, sorry.
After the show, I looked at Mike and go, that can't be true. I'm like, yeah, he got it again.
Mm-hmm.
You got Seth Meyers.
Okay.
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Larry?
Let's run through the title. These guys have teams of talent for writer or token from over their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
White Claw is releasing a new line of drinks for the summer called Refresher. As in, I drank too many White Claws last night and need a refresher on how I got home.
Fallon. Yeah, Fallon.
Fallon.
White Claw is releasing a new line of drinks for the summer called Refresher. As in, I drank too many White Claws last night and need a refresher on how I got home.
Delaware will soon become the only state without commercial air flights. So bad news if you have an upcoming direct flight to Delaware.
Seth Meyers.
Yeah, I'll say so too.
Smith.
Smith, yeah. Wait, but what do I guess Wilmington is too close to the Philly airport?
Yeah. If you're in Philly, getting to Delaware.
So what is that, a half an hour maybe?
I don't even know if it's that long.
Okay.
I mean, like, seriously. All if right. you land
it's
in Philly.
Right.
Okay. And then Delaware is the size of a postage stamp.
Sure. Makes sense.
Yeah.
If you miss the runway in Delaware, you either land in the ocean or you land in a different state.
Well, Dover's not the smallest, but still. So.
But it's across the river from Philly.
Right.
But again, Philly's like, come on, guys, what are you doing?
Yeah. Like,
you're embarrassing yourself.
Right. We just kind of took care of it out here. Like, we'll call it Seattle Tacoma.
Right. We got you.
The FDA just announced the first at-home COVID test that can also detect other viruses like the flu. So now you can kind of be unsure if you had everything.
I'll say Fallon. Myers.
Fallon.
The FDA just authorized the first at-home COVID test that can also detect other viruses like the flu. That's amazing. Now you can be kind of unsure if you have everything.
It's kind of what we used to do, right? Like when you were a kid and stuff, and your mom just said, you got a cold.
Yeah, done. And they feel your forehead.
Right.
And take your temperature.
And we are done here.
Here's some aspirin, go lay down.
I still do it. Feel my forehead. I have thermometers. Yeah. And I'm just like.
Can you tell on your own forehead? Because I feel like if your hand is hot and you touch your hot forehead, it still feels relative. You
then,
know what I mean?
Then you're sick.
If you're hot, it's hot. For some reason, I feel like I could tell.
I always thought it was like a magic thing. I could never figure out how parents do it. Then as a parent, your kid comes up, touch the forehead like you're sick.
Yeah. The CDC advised this week that domestic travelers get tested for the coronavirus no more than 3 days before the trip. Incidentally, 3 days before the trip is also when your dad thinks you should get ready for the airport.
Seth Meyers.
Yeah. That's Seth.
The CDC this week advised domestic travelers to get tested for the coronavirus no more than 3 days before their trip. Incidentally, 3 days before the trip is also when your dad thinks you should get to the airport.
I start packing that early. So if I do laundry and I'm leaving town, I know the weekend. So like tonight, if I do laundry, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll just take out the suitcase and put in the appropriate amount of socks or underwear.
So I just pack day of. How many days are we gone?
Yeah.
I grab one of each. Done. There's no thing to this.
Yeah, whenever I get the fresh clothes, I stick them in there.
Hey, it just depends on the time. What time's the flight for me?
Right. Good.
You know what I mean? If the flight's in the morning, but like if I'm taking a red eye or whatever, I'm not sweating.
Oh, you're good.
But also, like, I don't know. Most of my trips are, you know, outside of like going back, are pretty quick. So I'm with you. If I do laundry, I just make sure all the socks are rolled up, all the underwear is rolled up,
mm-hmm.
and they're just ready to go.
Yep.
Who do you guys think in the celebrity world gives out too much information? A lot of them do. I'm just asking you to just like top
right
your
now. Right now, and Mike and I were talking about this earlier, is Megan Fox and what's his face?
Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
I'll say Kanye in a weird way. Or he just bitches about too much. I'm not sure.
He bitches, but I feel like his story never changes. So it's kind of like, yeah, we know you're upset, but you're not giving out too much. It's just what we already knew.
Correct. So I'm going to talk about Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly.
Uh-huh.
They were at the Billboard Music Awards, and then they included a screenshot of a text conversation with her stylist about the bedazzled blue jumpsuit she wore on the show.
Suit?
What did I say?
Shoot.
Well, I got the shoot on my mind. Basically, look, see, this is oversharing, right? Kanye says a lot, but he's kind of bitching and stuff. This is the definition of oversharing. She showed this text message that says, quote, was the blue outfit expensive? Because we just cut a hole in the crotch so we could have sex. To which the stylist replied, I hate you. I'll fix it. With laughing emojis.
But she chose to share the screenshot, is her point.
Right, like I...
Right.
Like,
nobody needs to know. Nobody cares. Nobody asks.
Why did you... And look, you're Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. I don't think anybody's doubting that you have sex.
Well, no. The thing is, like Machine Gun Kelly, like him or not, I don't know enough about him to care either. And I literally do not care about the guy, but... He's like actively doing stuff, right? So people know who he is. He's selling records. Megan Fox, it's like, you're not doing anything. You're of no interest to anybody. I mean, like, you're good looking. Yay, good for you. But, like, do you think she's posting all this info because she has nothing else going on? You know, like, if Machine Gun Kelly did not go on social media, people are still buying his records.
And if she wasn't dating him, she would be as relevant as she's always been.
That's what I mean.
When she does something, she's relevant. When she's not, she's not.
I don't know, because that's a tough one. I think she just does it because it's just too much. Like, I mean, look, I have personal friends, me and my one buddy were talking about some of our mutual friends. It's like, yeah, they post way too much. Like, nobody needs to know all that. Like, right. Why would you put it in?
And that's the thing to me. Mm-hmm. You can overshare with me person to person as friends, but I would tell you, don't put it out there, man.
I mean? The sex one's always kind of strange, too, because, like, you know... But then I've been with people before who are a little more vocal about telling everybody,
yeah.
Which is fine. But like, you know, if we're staying like in the room across the way, like
we know,
right? We don't have to walk out to the party and announce to everybody. Like, is that I'm like we don't have to tell.
These
them.
Are also the two.
But I don't care. But it's like right, that just seems like we're oversharing. Like these people probably get it. We disappeared for 20 minutes.
It seems to me like. Right now, it just seems, at least from her perspective, and she strikes me as like very Marilyn Manson-like, where it's like, it's this big, ooh, I'm shocking, I'm blah, blah, blah. And the difference is nobody cares.
To me, they're the two kids that go to the movie and just make out the whole time.
Yeah, we're good for you.
Hey,
great.
Exactly. That's awesome. But,
I will say this, though. Also, with like Megan Fox and some of those people, like, we don't really care, but, like, I don't know. She might have a massive social following, so she's been doing that forever, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, even the people that annoy us, like the Kardashians, they go, right, they overshare, but that is what they build their enterprise on. Correct.
Correct.
Right, their job is to overshare. So, while it's annoying, and I'm not a fan of theirs, but I go, like, well, I get it. I mean, it's
I mean, I would say, as much time as Machine Gun Kelly and Pete Davidson, because they're, like, super tight buddies. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They've been super tight for a while.
Yeah.
But I would have, right, I mean, he even plays Machine Gun Kelly on SNL sometimes. I would imagine they'll end up at some point of this season of the Kardashians on Hulu because the four of them are together all the time.
Okay.
Question. I can name a Billie Eilish song or whoever, right?
I can't.
Machine Gun Kelly, does he have a big hit that we should know? Should we be playing it? He's not rock. What I mean is,
a lot of people love his shows.
I just don't think I know him from that one hit or that one song. Or like, oh yeah, when I went to Taylor Swift, I know she's huge. I definitively knew one song where I was like, oh, I know the song.
I don't know the music, but I like the perspective. I don't need to know your music. What I do know is the people that like him seem to know his music. So whatever he's doing, all right, at least you're doing your craft.
Sure. So I'm just assuming that he's just getting downloaded and being played.
Probably. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that's the world we're in. But that's what I mean. He's relevant to people.
It's hard to say because I just don't know a ton of his music. Like, I've seen clips from his shows. I mean, he's got massive audiences, this and that. A lot of people like him. A lot of people hate him. But he's also, there's a lot of people right now in the music world that are kind of in that in-between phase. Like, look, I love Post Malone, but I don't know that I would ever call him the greatest rapper or the greatest R&B artist.
Sure.
He's kind of a rocker. Like,
he does everything.
He even talks about, I want to say,
that's a good point.
Like, doing country, and then he's like, I started rapping. People liked me rapping. So, like, Machine Gun Kelly, like, I think technically he leans rock, but he's got a bunch of different sounds.
All right, but he is an audience, and he's working. I'm just saying, with Megan Fox, you don't do anything right now. I know you used to act, but other than oversharing, you don't do anything else, which to me makes you as annoying as anybody else on social media that overshares.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Machine Gun Kelly, look, he's got something to promote. You can be annoyed, you can not, but there's a reason why he wants to keep his name out there. He's generating income.
Well, they drink each other's blood or something.
Well, who doesn't?
Yeah. The only blood I'm drinking is mine.
That's weird.
Oh, would you do that if you cut yourself?
Blood I'm drinking is from probably a piece of prime rib on a Sunday night.
If you ever cut yourself, that's like the first thing you do.
But I don't perceive myself as like drinking it as much as just kind of
trying to stop it,
clean it up. And I'm like, this is some tasty taste.
Well, you're right. I don't pour it into a glass.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're not living. You ever offered someone, dude, you should try my blood.
Yeah.
No.
Let's try it. I promise you, you have no taste.
I'm sure that's not healthy.
The problem is, if somebody says, yes, I want to drink some of your blood.
Yeah, exactly.
Now I got to produce it.
You do, and it hurts.
Right, like I don't want to do that. Let's see. There's going to be an animated Married with Children TV series.
I just read that.
Yeah.
But what's crazy is all four of the main stars are coming back for it.
Right. Ed O'Neill, Katie Sagal, Christina Applegate, and David Faustino, they're all on board. So you'll have the actual Bundys there. No word on when where it'll air. The original was for 10 years on Fox. You can find that on Hulu, Peacock, and Pluto TV. Shout out Pluto. Look at you getting a TV station.
I'm not a planet, so I started my own TV station.
To be honest with you, I think this could work. I really think their family dynamic was just basically cartoon kind of inspiring.
Well, everyone has kind of copied it now. And you're right.
Family
usually
guys,
they go a little more cartoon end of it. But yeah, they kind of laid the blueprint for a lot of these family dramas that you see now, or family sitcoms you see now, where the families are not so well put together. There was never a message.
Maybe it was Hank Hill.
But you know? I mean, but there was never a message at the end of that show that said, you know, what did we learn today kind of thing. You know, but most sitcoms do that. This was straight up like, look, my wife's a drunk and she's a whore. I'm the husband and I hate life. My daughter's another whore. My son's a complete F up. And that's all it ever was.
I just like the Katie Sagal when she got to like Sons of Anarchy. We could finally admit that she had been hot the whole time.
Goddamn right.
Well, Hank Hill, like his daughter, kind of reminds me of Christine Applegate.
Yeah, exactly.
Same character.
I believe that's his niece, Luann.
Yeah, Luann.
I was like, Hank doesn't have a daughter. She's got Bobby.
Okay.
Damn it, Bobby.
Let's see. This isn't the first time, though, that Sony tried to revive the series. Back in 2014, they tried to do a spinoff about Bud Bundy. Nobody really cared.
I vaguely remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and you got all those stars in there. Katie Sagal, you know, she's another one. Like, last night, I woke up in the middle of the night and put on Cartoon Network, and there was Futurama. Mm-hmm. Like, I forget, she's been a voice on that show forever.
And she's the voice of somebody who's advertising majorly right now. Some
who's
financial institute.
What?
It's her voice. She does the voiceover. So if you're watching sports, it's always something like, so-and-so didn't think that he would qualify for a bank loan to buy a house. It's funny. We did. And I'm like, that's Katie Sagal. And her voice is all over right now. She makes bank quietly.
What was she doing when she came on our show? Book?
I don't remember.
I believe she was promoting a book.
It was a book, yeah.
You guys still haven't watched Sons of Anarchy, have you?
I have not.
No.
All right. I know a lot of people watch Mayans, too, which is a spinoff of that. But I'm telling you, Sons of Anarchy, find it where you can. That was a really good show.
I have heard.
And then you're talking about commercials. I always say this. I always forget people that don't watch sports don't see the same commercials over and over.
Right.
Like, that couple's very nice that owns the cheese shop, but I want to smack them.
Oh, my God. Hi, I'm so-and-so.
We're the Antonellis.
That's what it is, Antonellis. F you, cheese, good for you, shut up.
I know, and they're so nice and smiley. But every sporting event I watch, they're like, we're the Antonellis. Like, I'm sick of you people. It's like when you watch March Madness, right? By the end of it, right, you remember years ago, like, you just, like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Like, right. they have commercials they're going to air, and, like, for football, it goes so long, they kind of, they'll
but it's
switch
once a week.
Yeah.
And there's a little more separation.
Right. You watch NBA playoffs, NHL, anything.
What
it's like
was,
we see the same ones over and over.
What was the do-do-do-do? Because Ted and I would team up on my wife and just do that.
Oh, she'd be so mad.
She would
Wasn't
lose
that like
her
T-Mobile or Singular
do,
or something?
Do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah,
but Ted and I would break
commercial.
Into it. Seriously, she would threaten to stab both of us, and she wasn't joking, man.
Sticks in your head.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Might have been Sprint.
It's like Cars for Kids. I mean,
oh my
you
God.
Might not like it, but it works.
Yeah, but we don't know what this one's for.
I know.
We just know the song. Thrill, big night, sit the sun down. 7th season finale, Masked Singer.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Man in London gets herpes, and now we can only remember things for 30 seconds at a time. Meanwhile, a New Yorker finds out if your sister cries at the hospital, the bill will reflect a crime. Florida family is not shocked to find an 11-foot alligator in the pool. In New Orleans, it was an alligator that showed up early for school. And a Florida deputy busted for DUI, forced to do home confinement at my house. Yes, it's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my cop.
And cop, throw the headline that repeats itself. We go to Florida. A family went into their backyard to find that they had find that someone had decided to take a dip in their pool. The totally unheard of 11-foot alligator.
Hmm. That's a long one, though.
They called Animal Authority, who were able to remove the 550-pound gator from
their
property.
That's a big gator. Yeah,
yeah. Took a late-night dip in there. I don't care where you live. I don't care if you know how normal gators are in Florida. That would be a shocking sight to see a doggone gator in your pool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's bound to happen, but I still have to think the moment's like, man, those things are bigger than I thought.
If you're taking a dip at night, like, turn the light on.
Right. Yeah.
There's a light inside the pool. There's a light above the pool. You need to check.
The last thing you want to do.
There's all kinds of stuff.
Yes. Dangerous, man. In other news not to be outdone, authorities made their way to the local high school after receiving a call at 10 a.m. about a 4.5-foot gator that had busted into the school and was running amok. Once again, animal control arrived on the scene and was able to safely relocate the animal.
I feel like you can pick the 11.5-footer up. The 11-foot guy.
You said the 4.5-footer.
Oh, yeah, 4.5-footer.
Did you see the picture of the 4.5-footer?
You could pick. I feel like you could get behind him and just pick him
up. It was kind of underwhelming. And look, I get it. I understand. But they showed a picture, and it shows like a cop just kind of standing to the side.
Yeah.
And I looked at the gator, and I thought, well, yeah, I mean, that's, you know. I went there with you. Like, even the kids would be like, whatever, dude.
That's the one that the locals screw with. You know, they start bopping it a little bit. Play with it a little bit. That 11-footer, you let him
swim. Yeah, play with it, right.
We're going to call somebody on this one. A YouTuber took the liberty of showing the itemized receipt of her sister's clinic visit. Her sister suffers from a rare disease and struggles to get the care that she needs. One day at the clinic, she found herself understandably frustrated at the situation and had a minor emotional breakdown, meaning she cried. After her visit, they got the bill for that day, noticing that she was charged $40 for, quote, brief emotional / behavior assessment.
That's, wow. Now, you understand what their assessment was. Hey, are you okay? Yeah, I'm sorry.
The video went on to take shots at the pitfalls of the American healthcare system. And
They should.
I don't care which side of the fence you sit on this one. $40 for crying in the hospital?
I don't think anyone is on the side of the fence of, hey, I love that we pay insurance, and then when you go to the doctor, you still pay.
Exactly.
Right? $10,000 ambulance ride was 1.5 miles.
Right.
I still can't get over that.
Crying.
Like, no one's excited.
Out.
But the weird thing about the crying thing, all right, so just keep in mind, it's $40. Maybe you go, well, it's only $40. In the medical world, that's not much. It was the most expensive thing on the bill.
Right.
They did a blood draw, a hemoglobin thing. All those things averaged out to about $30. Crying, apparently, while you're at the hospital, cost more than everything else.
Right.
So what the hell?
Frustrated that they can't seem to find an answer to what you've got going on. So, yeah, I'm going to shed a tear or two maybe out of frustration because of all this.
Like in 1980 whatever, I broke my ankle. I'm a kid, like 12 years old, whatever. And when I got home after I broke my ankle, it was a sledding accident. My parents weren't home. My brother was. So, man, I really messed up my ankle. I didn't know it was broken. I kind of limped. So my brother, who at the time was 16 or 17, said, well, until mom and dad get home, man, why don't we elevate it and put it on ice?
That's what we did.
Mm-hmm. We went to the doctor. They said the exact same thing, $120.
Mm-hmm. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. More Men's Room on the way on the Men's Room Happy Hour, exclusively on the Odyssey app.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. In the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch for 180 seconds or so. So until then, please, do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
Tape before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.